This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest actually sort of invited themselves. I got a message out of the blue saying, hey, how about inviting Australia's only same-sex married mayor back onto the show? Yeah. So, of course, we have. How could you say no to
you
that?
You couldn't.
So our next guest, of course, is Steve Stephanopoulos, who is the mayor of Stonington. And, of course, when I asked Steve how he'd like to be introduced, he actually told me. He said he'd like to be called His Worship, the mayor of the city of Stonington.
I bet he does worship.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
So, His Worship.
His Worship.
So what does that mean, His Worship?
Well, as it means, as it says, you have to worship me.
Good luck.
Good luck?
Yeah, good luck.
Come on, gents. That's pretty good.
Well, the previous Lord Mayor used to tell us, you know, that there are only, I think, 3 Lord Mayors in Australia?
There's about 8.
Oh, is there? Mm. Oh, they've multiplied.
They have.
Oh, so every state has a Lord Mayor.
And Parramatta has a Lord Mayor as well in Sydney's West.
Parramatta.
Mm. Oh, what about Geelong? What does Geelong have?
No, they just have a mayor.
Do they have a mayor at the moment?
They do.
They do.
Yes. Who was that fool they had? Oh, no, we won't go there.
No, it's not going to be.
Well, he nearly ended up in state parliament, Macca.
Yeah. Did you know that nearly every Liberal seat in Victoria now is marginal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Including mine.
Hawthorne's a marginal Labor seat now.
Yes.
What seat do you live in?
I live in Malvern.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're in...
Mr. O'Brien's opposition
Michael
leader.
O'Brien. And actually, Michael and I chatted recently. Michael's agreed to come on, so we've got to work with him to get him on. Before we get on to City of Stonington stuff, Higgins.
Yes, Kelly O'Dwyer.
Your mate Kelly, she's going to have a bit of a battle there, Dale.
She might. She's a great friend of mine. She's really good.
Yeah,
she's a good friend of this show as well. We've had her on here many times.
She needs to come on again, actually.
Mm.
I want to talk to her about...
She may want to, actually.
She might need to.
Mm. She may need the vote of this community.
I think it's a good idea, gentlemen.
Yeah. Do we have to call her... What we call her? Minister?
Minister.
Minister?
Correct. You don't have to worship Kelly.
No. So, your worship...
So tell us about Australia Day.
What would you like to know about Australia Day?
Well, what's your view about Australia Day? Should we celebrate Australia
Day?
And are you going to
enforce dress standards at citizenship ceremonies as Prime Minister wants us to?
No. Anyone can come dressed in whatever they like to our ceremonies.
What, you're going to disobey the Prime Minister?
And we have people who turn up in their national costumes, in board shorts,
well, you
in
see,
dinner
national
suits.
Costumes, he said that was all right.
Yes.
But he says board shorts and thongs are not.
But that's the Australian national costume.
Yeah, but hang on. Correct. How can a national costume be acceptable, which I might look at it and go, okay. Whereas some might say that shorts and thongs are our national costume.
Well, each to their own, I say.
You're not going to obey him.
I'm not the one who's not going to obey him. It might be those who are attending who might not.
Ah.
But I will be frocked up in my robe and my bling.
Hey, Macca, we've had a series of recalcitrant members of the Liberal Party here today.
We have. We had, I don't know if you were listening, Oliver Yates, ex-head of the, Clean Climate Corporation?
No, Energy Council.
No, but before, anyway, and he's going to be expelled, for sure.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you could be next.
I'm not a member of any political party, gentlemen.
Aren't you?
No.
Mm.
What did you think I was?
Well, I thought you were a Liberal.
No, certainly not.
No? You used to have all your friends are Liberals.
No.
No?
No. I'll chat to anyone. Greens, blue, red.
Oh, there we go. Well,
any colour under the sun?
Now, okay, citizenship ceremonies. What's happening at Stonington? And what is Stonington's view on Australia Day? We had Darabin in, and Darabin you know, their view on Australia Day. On the 26th of January.
Well, Australia Day is a federal issue, not a state or local issue.
No, you are a politician.
We conduct citizenship ceremonies throughout the year, and we are obliged, as the Minister said, to conduct them on Australia Day, and we're happy to do so. And we serve lamingtons and hot pies and sausage rolls, and we have a big old
Do you still give the little gum tree and the bark away?
We give them a bit of a tree.
Bit of a tree.
And they get fed, and we have a great time. We sing music and lots of stuff. It's the best citizenship ceremony that I know of.
I'm already a citizen.
So what is the Council's view on celebrating Australia Day on the 26th of January?
Council hasn't got a view on it.
You have a view?
We haven't discussed it in Council. Oh. And because we don't see the need to do so, because as I said, it's a federal issue. My personal opinion is that we need to find a date that is acceptable to all Australians, and whether that's the 26th of January or some other date, it will be up to the federal government to decide.
Mm. And is this an idea that you will take to Council for discussion?
No. As I said, it's a federal issue, and maybe Miss O'Dwyer, the federal minister, should be asked that question and see what she says.
We're going to tell her. You said it was her problem.
It is her problem. She's got the authority, and her government has the authority to make that change.
Yes, yes. Okay, so on a completely separate topic, because we don't want to run out of time here, what's hot in the city of Stonington over the summer period?
Other than you in the mayoral robes.
Great, great. Thanks, Macca. We're in the middle of our outdoor concert events, so we're running Sunset Sounds throughout the last couple of weeks. We've got one more to go tomorrow night at Malvern Gardens. We then do opera and jazz and Broadway in Malvern East, Malvern and Paran over the next couple of weeks. So we're out and proud in the city of Stonington doing lots of events. We're also participating in Midsummer, of course, as well. And MQFF have come into the city of Stonington, which is fantastic.
Yes, Jam Factory.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the opening night party.
Correct. Mm. Yes, that was me dragging them into Stonington. And I've said to anyone out there, and I've warned every inner city mayor, be careful.
Look
I
out.
Will drag anything out of your municipality into mine.
Oh, we could actually have Pride March up Commercial Road.
We could. Or Chapel Street.
Chapel Street.
Turak Road. We could do it anywhere. High Street, Armidale.
Yes. We could. Kelly could put on afternoon tea.
I could put on afternoon tea.
You could put on afternoon tea.
At the town hall.
I have to admit, Chapel Street is one of my favourite precincts in the whole of Melbourne.
Why?
Oh, it's diverse. It's got a bit of grunge. It's got a bit of posh. It's got great food. It's got great bars. It's got a great ambience. And if you actually want to do a bit of people watching, I reckon it's one of the best places in Melbourne.
Fascinating. It is the largest commercial activity centre outside of the CBD in the state.
Now, I know you can't comment on this, but there's been a bit of a stoush between Solly Lou and Mr. Shepherd, shoe retailer, but also one of Solly's landlords. Solly thinks that Chapel Street rents are too high and he's going to leave. Not that, you know, any of us care. But Solly, you know, is saying that Chapel Street is dead. It's dead.
Chapel Street is not dead, but if some of the landlords could actually come to the play and decrease their requirement for money, then they may get some more retailers in. We have prime positions. If you can think of the corner of Commercial Road and Chapel Street.
Yes.
Three-story building there, being vacant for almost 12 months. Prime corner there.
I know. It actually brings me to, say, Cato Street.
Is that just greed? Is it just greed?
I think so.
So coming to, you know, Cato Street and, you know, the Woolworths and Coles, that car park there.
Correct.
What was a car park. How's that progressing? Because I haven't actually been there for a little while. How's that progressing?
So about $45 million we're spending there. The car park should open mid-year this year, so 600 spaces opening again. And the square that's been designed by Lyons Architects, a Melbourne firm, should open by the end of the year.
Okay.
It's about 10,000 square metres. It's larger than Federation Square. And it'll be... we've funded it ourselves, Stonington City Council.
Wow.
I think it's a really important and bold project, actually. I'm going to reserve my judgment till it's completed. I happened to be at the market just the other day, so we parked our car just on the side where we could actually overlook it. And, I don't know. I'm going to reserve my judgment till it's finished. But there's that little construction bit at the very end, a couple of wavy bits. It looks a bit like sort of Palm Springs sort of stuck in the middle of Paran.
Well,
I'm just not sure what that's about.
Better, well, better than Reno.
You'll have to wait until that retail area opens underneath.
Of course, of course.
So there'll be some cafes and some restaurants that will open into that square as well. And we're going to move the Paran Library and customer service out of the Paran Town Hall into Cato Square whilst we redevelop the Paran Town Hall into a new
community facility.
Oh, wow. Are you going to blow it up?
No. Don't touch my heritage buildings.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
The police station, that needs a bit of a reno.
Oh, that now that's a question for Mr. O'Brien.
It is.
Paran Police Station. It is dreadful facility for our police officers in Stonington, as is the Melbourne Police Station.
It's a marginal seat now.
It is. And the Greens have now got that seat. Well, again.
Yeah, Paran. But no, Paran. I mean...
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Melbourne's, you know...
11% drop in the last election for Mr. O'Brien.
Yeah, it's not just green trams that are coming up the road.
No, that's not. That's right.
So, and just the final question before we go out. You are Australia's only married, same-sex married man.
That's correct. Australia's only. Yes.
You've done a survey on this?
There is no one else out there that is married, same-sex, in across Australia, anywhere. So I'm taking that lead. I'm it.
You're it.
So, tell us who the lucky married person is.
My husband, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
He's probably listening online and totally embarrassed. He's a psychologist. And, he's the lucky
husband.
So
does he, when you're here, do you think he tries on the mayoral robes and stuff? And, you know, do you do that, Craig? Do you waltz around or are they locked up? They locked up in the heritage building?
Locked away in my office with my bling, exactly.
Steve, I have a question for you from one of our listeners. Have you ever been to Pufdorf?
No, I have not.
Why not?
Well, just someone take me there.
Wear. Just think what you could wear.
I know. I could wear my mayoral robe.
Yes.
You could wear fishnets underneath or something.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be able to tell what I'd be wearing underneath. It's so long.
Well, I think that's actually a call from one of your constits, actually.
Yes.
We know 317. We strongly suspect 317 lives in your electorate. So you will have to go to Pufdorf.
Invite me, 317. I'll be there.
There you go, 317.
317, that's your challenge.
317 and your worship. You can go to Pufdorf.
Sounds like a good idea.
Anything else happening in the city of Stonington? Anything that, you know, we...
Well, the Chapel Street precinct that you mentioned before, lots of money being spent in that precinct, both by the state, federal and local government as well. So a hell of a lot happening in the Chapel Street precinct.
Well, any time you want to invite yourself in again, feel free to do so.
You know politicians do that?
Just do so.
I will do so.
No, but you're not a politician.
Oh!
You're an elected official.
That's correct. Yeah, and you need to worship me.
That's right.
Steve, thank you for coming in. Happy New Year.
And help us get Kelly in.
I will get Kelly. Yeah. I'll give her a buzz.
And we would love... And also, thank you for your invitations to the various events. We really enjoy those.
Pleasure. Anytime.
And of course, you're welcome here anytime.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a lovely day.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.